After weeks of stonewalling, FBI to divulge file to Congress allegedly linking Joe Biden to bribery scheme. By Wendell Hasebo on June 2, 2023. After weeks of stonewalling a congressional subpoena, FBI Director Christopher Wray finally agreed to allow members of Congress to view an unclassified document next Monday on Capitol Hill. The FD-1023 document allegedly links President Joe Biden to a $5 million bribery scheme, a House Oversight Committee spokesperson confirmed to Breitbart News. The document is a record of an interview the FBI conducted with an informant, and allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Joe Biden and a foreign national. Chairman Comer will receive a briefing from the FBI and review the document on Monday. Chairman Comer has been clear that anything short of producing the FD-1023 form to the House Oversight Committee is not compliance with his subpoena, the spokesperson told Breitbart News. This unclassified record contains pages of details that need to be investigated further by the House Oversight Committee. A House Oversight Committee spokesperson told CNN Chair James Comer, RKY, still plans to move forward with the contempt process. The FBI previously resisted divulging the document due to its confidential information. But after the threat of being held in contempt of Congress, the FBI will bring the document to Capitol Hill for members to inspect. Director Wray offered to provide the committee's chairman and ranking member an opportunity to review information responsive to the subpoena in a secure manner to accommodate the committee, while protecting the confidentiality and safety of sources and important investigative sensitivities, the Bureau told Just the News. The FBI has continually demonstrated its commitment to working with the committee to accommodate its request, from scheduling briefings and calls to now allowing the chair to review information in person. Previous House Republican threats to hold the FBI in contempt of Congress angered the White House, which called the initiative a silly charade and a political stunt. This silly charade by James Comer is yet another reminder that his so-called investigations are political stunts not meant to uncover facts but to spread thin innuendo to attack the president and get himself media attention in the Fox News spotlight, White House spokesperson Ian Sams posted on Twitter. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.